There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Wandering on in the studio there, Jennifer Ken and Rich with you here. And we want to know how you did on your taxes. So if you mosey on over to DougStephan.com, that's S-T-E-P-H-A-N, and answer our daily poll question. I paid over $1,000. I paid between $500 and $1,000. I paid less than $500. I got a refund of less than $100. I got a refund between $100 and $500. Or bang, I hit the big ticket over $500.
Good job, Richie.
Thank you, Doug.
Rich McFadden, Jennifer Horan, Ken Kessler, Senator Marco Rubio of Florida, who was once a protege of Jeb Bush's, is getting a head start on his mentor with an official announcement today that he's running for the White House. Why? Why would he think, why would Ted Cruz think that they would have, I guess it's just where my pejorative is, I think Rand Paul has a shot at it because I like what he has to say. Maybe I don't think that Cruz or Mario Rubio have a shot at it because I don't think that there's much to what they say. What'd you say, Ginger?
I said Rand Paul's actually the only Republican right now that's beating Hillary in certain states, which is kind of interesting.
Well, because he appeals to the disenfranchised, which is actually, when you get right down to it, other than the core of the two-party, it's everybody. He has what it takes, he says, and he acts the way the millennials like a politician to act. He's looking at the young voter.
I never gave him a chance, never even thought about him as giving him a chance until last week I started going, you know what, this guy's connected to the younger crowd.
Sure is.
And if he can get in with that and then get some of the mainstream, you know, conservative
millennials that supported
he's locked.
Obama are disgusted with Obama and the Democrats. You can talk to people who are under the age of 30, 20 to 30 in that group.
This whole voting thing is horrible.
I think he would do well. He'd do well against Hillary, but I don't know that he would actually ever get the party nomination because he's just not conservative enough.
And they can count out. That's the problem. When you get to the fringes of both parties, the left and the right, the Elizabeth Warrens on the left, any number, the Ted Cruz's, if you will, on the right, they don't win elections. They can't win elections because they don't have enough popular support. And so why the primary season focuses on these lunatics from the fringe elements of both sides rather than understanding of the country is what is wrong. And maybe if you watch The Good Wife and get the whole season is built around Juliana Margulies, how do you pronounce her name?
Margulies.
Her character, Alicia Florek, her husband, Chris Noth, plays the governor of Chicago, the governor of Illinois. And she now has run to be the state's, what do they call it, the top legal officer in the state, supposedly. And so she's running into all of these things that slap you in the face when it comes to political realities. And the Democratic machine in Illinois is ruining her because she won't do what they want her to do. And you look at that and think, oh, that's television. No, that's the way the system works. It is, these parties are there to promote themselves and their own well-being. They don't give two hoots about you, about what your interests are, and it becomes more clear with every passing day when you see the irrelevance of what most of these people who are running for office have to say. And that's why, in terms of my community here in Massachusetts, for those of you who are new to the program, I have a farm in a town called Framingham outside of Boston. Last Tuesday, 7% of the eligible voters turned out for the local election to decide who would be the selectman, who would run the school committee, who would be in town meeting. 7%.
Disgusting.
We have 240 members of our town meeting, and there are 40 empty spaces. They didn't even have enough to fill the ballot. We have 18 precincts in town, and of that, 7 precincts didn't have enough people running in them to serve at town meeting. So that's why you get people who are, there are two impacts to this. One of them is that you have people who are basically irrelevant, as is Rubio and Cruz, in my opinion, and on the other side, Elizabeth Warren, but they have such fanatical followers. Wow, these guys, that's fine.
Yeah, but you know what?
But they don't get it. They don't win elections because they don't bring people out.
But you know what? They give more a variety of thoughts, opinions, and they shake things up. Ron Paul never, ever, 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 ever had a chance of being president.
I think he does have a chance of being president.
No, Ron Paul.
Oh, his father.
Ron,
sorry.
Daddy.
Yes. But he shook it up.
Yep, and he did a good job of it. That's the kind of politician you need. You'd be proud of what he did.
And that's all he was there to do is just shake it up.
Right. Yep. Isn't there a song? The Cars did a song.
Shake it up.
Taylor Swift. Shake it up.
Really? Yeah. See the difference in the generation, folks? I said Cars. She said Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
Hubba, hubba. If you think you have those pesky bags and puffy situations under your eyes because you're not getting enough sleep, that's part of it. But sometimes, if your system retains water, that's what basically the bags of puffiness under your eyes are. That's a water retention problem that can be taken care of by a product called GenuCell. GenuCell uses the power of plant stem cell technology to target the bags, the puffiness under your eyes. It's a serum. When you feel it, doesn't feel like water, doesn't feel like oil. It gets into these areas and it'll absorb the water. So when you put it on at night, you look in the mirror and say, oh, wow, I love what I see. Buy it. And in order to buy it, you got to call 800-543-9262. Ladies and gentlemen, if you have those pesky bags and puffiness under your eyes, they've been there too long, every time you look in the mirror, you're not happy, do not wait another minute. Call 800-543-9262 and order GenuCell. GenuCell uses the power of plant stem cells to target the bags and the puffiness, the lines, the things around your eyes that you don't like. After a long time, these people perfected this formula. You're going to love it. GenuCell will help reduce the puffiness and lines around your eyes immediately. 800-543-9262. And guys, you can use it too. It works for both men and women. I underscore that because I use it all the time. Instant effect. See results overnight, guaranteed, or your money back. GenuCell. Get rid of the lines, the puffiness, the bags around your eyes. 800-543-9262. Order now, and the company will double the amount of GenuCell sent to you. Call 800-543-9262. 800-543-9262.
Would you wait several days for your cell phone to fully charge? Would you wait several days to feel the full effect of relief from your nasal congestion? Flonase Allergy Relief Nasal Spray could take that long. But if you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So why wait several days to feel the full effect?
When
you can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed.
I had new Belvita breakfast bites this morning. Then what did I do? I got dressed, fed my cat, cut my bangs, wore a hat, got most of my kids to school on time. Took a car to the train, ran to work, missed the rain, saw a sheepdog chase its tail online. Have you seen that video? It's really funny.
Try new Belvita breakfast bites when you're on the go. Made with delicious ingredients and carefully baked to release 4 hours of steady energy. Share your morning win. Belvita.
Morning win.
Sam Adams, summer ale season.
I love the summer ale.
Woo, summertime's here.
I like the citrus, crisp, and refreshing.
It's light, it's not too hoppy.
The grains of paradise add a nice little spice to the beer.
Smooth, refreshing.
It's summertime. Time for Sam Adams summer ale.
It's perfect. It'd be great for cookouts, spending some time outdoors.
This is the experience for a Sam Adams summer.
I could drink that all summer long. It's really a good beer. It really is. Definitely a good summer beer.
Brewed especially for summer. Sam Adams summer ale.
Boss beer, Boston Massive, responsibly.
Welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
Hey, Staples guy. I need to promote my new business and do it on budget.
I can make that happen.
Can you print business cards?
Staples can print business cards, brochures, banners.
Pens?
Pens, magnets, luggage tags.
Calendars.
Calendars, sticky notes, lawn signs, and window decals.
What about foam fingers?
What color? Red, yellow, blue.
You had me at yellow.
Make on budget happen. Make getting noticed happen. Staples. Make more happen. Now at Staples, get 40% off large banners, posters, and lawn signs.
Offer valid on all large banners, posters, and lawn signs in store and online at 6/27/15. Discount applied before taxes may not be combined with any other offer. See store staples.com/signs for details.
16 after the hour on the Good Day program. Richie and Jennifer and Kenny and I have Natalie Jackson with us, who is currently senior data specialist and scientist with the Huffington Post. She works primarily in the poll section to aggregate polls, building forecasting models and covering advances, controversies. The real focus here, because we are talking about politics, her most recent articles have been about Mrs. Clinton's announcement, whether Elizabeth Warren would run, whether Donald Trump ought to be included in the polls, that sort of thing. So, Natalie, let's talk about polling in general and how accurate or not. Is it getting to be more scientific and more accurate?
Well, that's a complicated question. Technology advances are forcing pollsters to use different methods instead of calling landline telephones that are household based. We have to call cell phones and do things over the internet. So it's complicated. I think the best advice I can give is that if a poll doesn't tell you exactly how it's done, you should be very skeptical of it, because we are in this era of.
So how many people, that's an interesting point, how many people actually are aware of how it's done? Why don't you give us a quick 30, 40 second primer in how accurate polling is done?
Well, there are a couple of different ways. If you do it over the phone, you need to call both household telephones and cell phones. You need a lot of the cell phones because people are switching to where that's all they use, that's all they answer. They don't even have the house lines. If it's done over the internet, be very cautious, because there are lots of people that don't have internet access. Basically, they need to say that they're taking steps to make sure that the internet sample is representative of the general population. If they're not doing something to adjust the sample, then you should be pretty skeptical of it.
Mm-hmm. But again, how many people actually take time to understand? They just look at the results. Gallup says this, Rasmussen says that, Zogby says whatever, and that's where it goes. So your article about Elizabeth Warren and Donald Trump are having a focus on them. How is it decided who would be included in political polls as far as names are concerned?
Well, I talked to some pollsters about that, and I was a pollster before coming to Huffington Post, so I have some of my own ideas. Basically, they all have their ears to the ground, listening to what the party insiders are saying, what campaign personnel are doing, looking at who is building the groundwork for a campaign. Particularly in New Hampshire, there's a lot of experience in the game, so that, you know, pollsters can look to those people and see who is doing what it takes to put together a campaign.
So, in this circumstance, the polls will be more important. There are continuing people. I used the example from The Good Wife last night. It was about polling in part. People don't like them, do they? People don't like the polls because oftentimes they feel like they're in your face when you come out of the elections. People say, well, how'd you vote? That's something that doesn't often work too successfully, does it?
Right. Well, the exit polls are a bit of a different thing. But that's, again, where we have to make sure that the pollsters are taking the right steps to make sure that they are getting enough people and they are
representing the sampling, in other words, is important. Okay, Natalie, thank you. Natalie Jackson from Huffington Post.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Jennifer, is it?
No, she's had a killer year with Shake It Off and what's the other one? Oh, gosh, Blank Spaces.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But she's 24, 25.
24 is, I think.
24, 25.
Yeah.
At what age did she come onto the scene? Was it 18?
She was about 16.
16.
Wow. Yeah, she did. Her first hit was called Tim McGraw.
Yeah.
And, yeah, she's about 16 years old, I think. And you know what's smart about her is that she writes her own songs. Mm-hmm. She makes her own music. She plays guitar. She's really kind of, and she's controlled her own destiny to a point where she hasn't fallen victim to becoming one of those pop princesses, but man, she can make hits. She cranks them out.
You know what's smart about her is that when she was 15 or something like that and told her mom she wanted to make a go of being in the music business, they moved to Nashville. She got signed.
Mm-hmm.
She got signed to a big record label,
mm-hmm.
and they shelved her.
Yeah.
And after a year, she said adios. She walked away from one of the big record labels to another smaller label that said, we'll actually release your record and promote it, and bam.
Yeah. All right, so she has 14 nominations. Billboard, by the way, for those of you who may not know, is kind of the Bible of the music industry. Like Talkers Magazine, the Bible of the talk radio industry. Billboard is the really the place to go when you want to track the hits and the hit makers. And so it has been for years and years and years.
All the hits, none of the misses. That
sounds like a line from Casey Kasem. Yeah. All right. So,
oh, here we go.
Included on the list of artists who are also up for awards, Pharrell Williams.
Very good.
Multiple nominations. John Legend, Ariana Grande, Meghan Trainor, Iggy Azalea, and Sam Smith. He's actually number two on the list. Number one, Taylor Swift, 14 nominations. Smith has 13.
Yeah.
It's true, I'm not good at all.
He walked away with a bunch at, what was the last
Grammys.
Now, this is the season of all these music awards, right? The Country Music Awards 50th anniversary show is this coming Sunday.
9 days away. I've got it on my calendar.
9 days away?
I think it's the 19th, isn't it?
No, it's Sunday.
Oh. What do I
know? Right. The only reason I know is because watching my two favorite CBS shows on Sunday night, which is the only night I really have time to watch television, the Madam Secretary and lineup with Good Wife, is going to both be Gonzo next week because the Country Music Awards, the annual, what is the American Country Music Awards, 50th anniversary, and all kinds of, the usual star power. But this guy has come on the scene. Really, I kind of like his soul. Is that too corny to say? He sounds like he's got a lot of soul. But he does. To me, young.
He thanks his ex-boyfriend for, that's what he said at the Grammys, because he got broken up with.
28 after. Okay, so you've tried to whiten your teeth before and know how annoying it can be. One, maybe you used the strips or the trays and that was too much work to deal with and it got messy. Two, maybe it was too sensitive on your teeth. Or three, maybe you have caps or crowns or veneers and it just wasn't working on those. That's why I use Power Swabs. Power Swabs, a clinically proven teeth whitening system that gets your teeth whiter and brighter in just 5 minutes. That's right, 5 minutes. I'm talking on average 2 shades whiter in 5 minutes and 6 shades in 7 days. Clinically proven. If you have caps, crowns, or veneers, Power Swabs can get rid of the stains on them as well. Who doesn't want a nice white smile to go with the good weather? Call now for your 5-minute solution to whiter and brighter teeth. 800-281-6829. That's 800-281-6829. Call now. Mention Doug Steffen. Get free shipping on your entire order. That's 800-281-6829 for Power Swabs. 800-281-6829.
Jim Pee Wee Martin was in the Battle of the Bulge and describes the terrible conditions he and his few paratroopers faced.
You know, when you're really cold, you shiver to keep warm. We had so little food, not enough energy, and we quit shivering. That means you're really in bad shape, and the doctors couldn't understand how we survived.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of America's veterans, but it's up to you to keep their story alive. To hear the rest of Pee Wee's story, go to AmericanVeteransCenter.org. That's AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
I'm a carbon fiber 29er full suspension mountain bike. My owner and I are attached to the hip, literally. Or we were, until the apartment got robbed while he was at his vinyasa yoga class. And the burglar used me to make his getaway. My owner's gonna be uber bummed when he realizes I'm gone. I guess he'll have to find another way to get his daily dose of adrenaline. Maybe he can take up urban beekeeping.
Your stuff can't protect itself. That's why the Geico Insurance Agency helps make it easy to switch and save on renter's insurance. Renter's insurance will cover personal property loss or damage as well as provide liability protection. Visit geico.com today.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you'll get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Dr. Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our health care system. I'm George Norrie, and I like what Dr. Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about health care. Visit brightsideben.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join the Brightside Ben team. Go to brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com.
Good day. Time is 33 after the hour. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Molly Page, who you have heard. I guess she was on a couple days last week, and I wasn't here, right? Weren't you here? I don't want to talk about she. Molly, see if she can answer for herself, please.
I did. I had the introduction to your crew.
Introduction.
On
RJUA. All right, that's good. All right.
And she's still here.
Yep, imagine that, huh? Getting putting up with the likes of
Super
Richie. The Super Beats is keeping you.
Right.
And good for you.
I gave her some Super Beats. I'm drinking it right now.
You'll work for Super Beats.
Yeah. Well, really? She's hired. Put her on. Put her down. Kenny Kessler. Jen Jen's got some kind of ooga booga here. Anyway, so and I don't mean to dismiss Jen for having the ooga boogas, but you know, why believe it when there are enough people? If we get into springtime, when the seasons change, people tend to, for whatever the reason, be vulnerable to the booga boogas, the ooga boogas, things that are around. The spring cold.
Is that a scientific medical term?
Yes, it is, Richie. Yeah, yes, okay. Dr. Doug practicing without a license. The Ugga Buggas, as opposed to the Unga Bungas. So, the situation that we're confronting here in America is a difficult one, for me anyway, who didn't like the first Iraqi war to begin with. And then we had when I went over there and saw what a mess we'd made, I thought, okay, we've got to stay here and fix our mess. And that's why I sort of turned to supporting our staying there. And then when the president said we're going to get out of there, that was great. And now we're not getting out of there. I find more and more people. Yesterday, a woman that I know who lives in suburban Los Angeles told me that her son has just been, he's been in the service for a year. He's been sent to Iraq. 29-year-old fellow, machine gunner,
I think, if I remember what you told me correctly. So he joins a lot of others. Now, this fellow has not been to Iraq before, but there are others who are going over there who had tours in Iraq, some of them two, three, four times. They thought that they had finished over there. We took care of the quote-unquote enemy. Do you know how many demons this is going to bring up in the people who went over there? You know what we're doing to these people?
It's almost
still
the reason
there?
We have to go back is because we left and let ISIS come in and take control.
There is that, but then if you go back even further, the reason that there is a problem is because we sent people over there in the first place instead of just getting rid of Saddam Hussein, which was questionable at best, given what we know now. It's always after the fact. We've created a vacuum, and the vacuum has been filled by people who are incompetent and nincompoops that don't know how to run their government.
We didn't go into, and leadership changes were made, and it's the same situation. Look at Syria.
What do you mean we didn't go to Syria? The CIA created that whole thing in Syria. What are you talking about? We look at what? Egypt?
Yeah.
Egypt was a quasi-creation. It wasn't our creation, though. We can't take credit for that. That was a Facebook and Twitter creation. Right. That was a social media. I'm not being facetious.
No, the Arab Spring.
That was that was a creation of a whole bunch of social media. And now it is a mess. Whether it's us or it isn't us, all of this stuff, because these people haven't been trained, they haven't been educated, they don't know how to make it work, and they make a mess of it. And thus is the situation that we now are faced with all these U.S. veterans of the Iraq War returning now to fight again. Men with guns who wonder what difference they made then and what difference they will make now. And I think that is a good question. Many of you who have been in the service, and you're welcome to chime in on this if you'd like, 888-302-3684 or facebook.com/goodday, Twitter at goodday. Kenny, I didn't ask you before that we've got any comments about the ongoing business, the problems in the Middle East with the Kurds, the Iraqis, Sunnis and the Shias and the ISIS and Syria. I mean, it just goes on and on and on and on and on. You think you're going to be able to fix? These people have been throwing rocks at each other for millennia.
Mm-hmm.
And why in the name of heaven we get ourselves involved in this stuff? The only reason is because of the oil deals that were made. And we're not even, we get screwed on that. We haven't gotten anything. Remember when George Bush said the first day, don't worry, whatever money it costs us, the American taxpayer will never spend one penny in Iraq because we'll sell the oil and that'll pay for whatever it is we have to do. How much money did the taxpayer end up spending? $3 trillion that not one penny has been paid back. What did you start saying?
A real sucker like me, you bought into the fact that Iraq would be a thriving oil nation and that the dinar, their currency, would become extremely valuable, which the U.S. government owns like billions of dinar.
Mm.
And I have 10,000 dinars sitting in my house.
Good for you, Richie.
Waiting to come with $1 million.
There you go. Let me know when that happens.
You can buy it on eBay.
Uh-huh. So what happened, I remember going over there and going to this big, huge base in Baghdad. Huge.
The Green Zone, right?
Yeah, huge.
Mm-hmm.
And trucks everywhere, airplanes everywhere.
All around the airport.
Everywhere.
Right.
Very heavily guarded bases, state-of-the-art surveillance, state-of-the-art communications equipment, state-of-the-art everything. That's all gone. Now, the American soldiers that are going over there are staying wherever they can to stay out of harm's way. But in the last week, an Australian, a British, and a German woman have been killed.
By the way, I'm rich.
Are you rich?
You can buy 100,000 Iraqi dinar. I paid $100 for 100,000 Iraqi dinar. You know what I can get for it now?
No, what?
$130.
Great! 30%. That's not bad.
This is on me.
When did you buy the dinar?
Oh, it's been 8-9 years.
Now, so it's $100 worth of dinar. Is that what it is?
I paid $100 for 100,000 dinar.
Okay. So now your 100,000 dinar is worth $130.
Correct.
When did you buy them?
8 or 10 years ago? Sitting fat.
I want to know. I'm going to give you some credit. There are a lot of people who bought $100,000 worth of something 10 years ago. They would love to have it worth 30% more than it was then.
Right.
Not happening with
a million of them.
Yeah, I know. All right, so there's that. Now, Molly is not as much of a, I'm guessing because I don't know you that well, that you're not as much of a flyer as I am.
No, I don't fly very often.
Okay, all right. So now we have, for those of us who do spend a lot of time on an airplane and who don't like, even though I have 2 million miles on American, I don't much like them.
There's a reason for that.
Okay, would you explain, please?
Well, yes.
That works.
There's an annual report. Oddly, it comes out every year.
Really? An annual report that comes out every year? Wow, what a concept.
Really peculiar. They're going to, you know, have some money and do some research on why that is. It was done by two universities, issued the information that airlines report to the U.S. Department of Transportation. And basically, it says everything's getting worse. Baggage handling on time. The best airline this year and last year, Virgin America. In second, Hawaiian Airlines. They were third last year, second this year. Delta Airlines comes in third, fourth last year. JetBlue follows. Alaska Airlines, Southwest, American Airlines, number seven, kind of right in the middle.
Where were they before?
American Airlines was nine last year, in number nine spot, seven this year. So moving up in the world.
I don't buy Delta being number three, but anyway, keep going.
Frontier Airlines follows at
awful.
Eight.
Awful.
Yeah,
awful.
I agree.
Awful.
United
awful.
Airlines.
Awful.
It's down at number 9 of 12.
Yeah, awful.
SkyWest.
Once we get down to this part of the list, Molly, that's all you're going to hear from Doug. Awful. Terrible.
And he's right.
Sprint isn't even on. I mean, the Spirit Airlines is not even on the list, right?
No, I don't think they made it.
They are so bad. They suck so
It's amazing they can get off the ground.
An airline that has no reason for being.
Yeah.
And other than the guy who owns it is a scurrilous cad who wants to screw everybody and pretty much does. And why people are still flying the airline, and they've been sued. There are 50,000 lawsuits against Spirit Airlines at the moment.
You know what 50, I find amazing?
50,000. Go ahead. Yeah.
Check this out. 76.2% of flights arrived on time last year. That's down from 78.4% in 2013. Okay? They already pad the arrival time.
Oh, yeah. They do.
So that they can show up early and say, hey, we got you in 10 minutes early, and you think they're the heroes.
Right.
Basically, what they've done is if a flight usually takes 3 hours. They make it 3 hours and 15, 3 hours and 20 minutes so that they can be the hero and not have
it
to take a sign.
It takes 2 hours and 10 minutes to fly from Boston to West Palm Beach. They put it into 2 hours and 40 minutes.
But they can only meet that 76.2% of the time.
Right. Because the baggage handlers fall asleep in the cargo bay and it slows things down.
How do you run a business like this?
That's a very good question. How do you run
Because
it?
We have no alternative.
Yeah. How are you going to fly there? You're going to buy your own plane?
Pretty much.
Yeah. All right, well, maybe you can fly on my plane when I make it big, Richie. How's that? You know, I'll have a ride on my plane. I'm going to buy, when Limbaugh retires, I'm going to buy his plane.
Will you start an airline where people can take their pets with them in
the
plane?
Yes, that would be the perfect. I looked, by the way, last year and the year before, because Charlotte used to fly back and forth with me, and I, in the regret department, I keep thinking how things would have been different if I'd have tried to fly her home with me this time.
But how, you couldn't have done that, could you?
Well, it would have been harder to do it. I used to bring her with me, and I would I was creative. Let's put it that way. I'm not going to tell you how I did it, but I was creative because I knew she wouldn't disturb anybody.
Did you hide her under your shirt?
No, I couldn't do that. She was too big for that.
Okay.
But she would. She
you
won
didn't
over.
Put her in a little cage thing.
No.
She just walked
on
leash.
The plane, and she would
dressed as a flight attendant. You can't say she's ugly. That's sexist.
You know, this was very interesting. When I, this is one of the reasons that I actually have stayed with American. The women, mostly, there weren't men. Most of the women who would see Charlotte coming with me to get on the plane would look at her and they'd talk to her and they'd size her up. Before I had one woman at LAX that used to save her a seat. They would put there were 16 seats in first class, and they would save a seat next to me for if they hadn't filled it yet, they would just block it out so that she can sit in the seat next to me. And then when you walk onto the plane with a dog, the flight attendants get, oh my God, hottie, oh, we got a dog on a plane. And before we got an hour into the flight, they'd all be arguing with each other. Who's going to, do you need to go to the bathroom? I'll sit and talk to Charlotte while you go to the bathroom. But that kind of stuff, that did help me sort of smooth things over with American, because I've had some horrible.
So when you walked onto the plane and they saw your name on the guest passenger list,
yeah,
and then you walked on without the dog, would they be like, oh, it's just you?
You again.
Oh, you didn't bring your dog?
The guy that doesn't want any meat in his meal. Right. All right. Anyway, so that's that story. A lot of stories, and that's what the Good Day program is all about.
Welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
Hey, Staples guy. I need to promote my new business and do it on budget.
I can make that happen.
Can you print business cards?
Staples can print business cards, brochures, banners.
Pens?
Pens, magnets, luggage tags.
Calendars.
Calendars, sticky notes, lawn signs, and window decals.
What about foam fingers?
What color? Red, yellow, blue.
You had me at yellow.
Make on budget happen, make getting noticed happen. Staples, make more happen. Now at Staples, get 40% off large banners, posters, and lawn signs.
Offer valid on all large banners, posters, and lawn signs in store and online and 6/27/15. Discount applied before taxes may not be combined with any other offer. See store staples.com/signs for details.
Would you wait several days for your cell phone to fully charge? Would you wait several days to feel the full effect of relief from your nasal congestion? Flonase Allergy Relief Nasal Spray could take that long. But if you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So why wait several days to feel the full effect? You can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed.
It's true. Almost every woman has at least one drawer, cabinet, or box overflowing with beauty products. And this can mean a cluttered and outdated routine. This spring, why not get organized and replace tired products with something better? Here with more is beauty expert Mickey Williams. Mickey, what important steps can women take to freshen up our spring beauty routine?
As we kick off a warmer season, the focus should be lightening and simplifying. Trade out heavy face creams for gels and serums, and perk up your cosmetic color palette to play off the brightness of spring. Your changing wardrobe is sure to include more sleeveless styles, so now is the time you should upgrade your deodorant to Dove Advanced Care. It will keep you feeling fresh and confident for up to 48 hours, and also provide the added benefit of softer, smoother underarms. This time of year, less is best, so multitasking products are always a good idea.
Mickey Williams teamed with Dove Advanced Care Deodorant to offer these great beauty tips. You can visit Dove.com for more.
Times sure have changed since Geico started saving people money over 75 years ago. We didn't have video games like today, but that's not to say we didn't have fun. One of my favorite games was Don't Get Kicked by the Goat. Now that's some real excitement, especially when someone lost. Yep, back then we knew two things, how to have a good time, and that Geico was always a good deal.
Geico, saving people money on car insurance for over 75 years.
I'm Jay Farner with some great news on how you could save an average of $3,000 per year on your mortgage. Call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. The HARP guidelines have changed. There's less paperwork and often no appraisal required. Call 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN. Or visit quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License law 50 states and home loss number 3030.
I had new Belvita breakfast bites this morning. Then what did I do? I got dressed, fed my cat, cut my bangs, wore a hat, got most of my kids to school on time. Took a car to the train, ran to work, missed the rain, saw a sheepdog chase its tail online. Have you seen that video? It's really funny.
Try new Belvita breakfast bites when you're on the go. Made with delicious ingredients and carefully baked to release 4 hours of steady energy. Share your morning win. Belvita.
Morning win.
I'll play Jennifer with the television news here on Good Day. David Letterman has only 28 episodes left before he leaves The Late Show. And as you might expect, a number of entertainment's biggest names, actors, comedians, musicians, are going to be on the program in the coming weeks. Elvis Costello, Dave Matthews, Nora Jones, George Clooney, Robert Downey Jr., Will Ferrell, Tina Fey, Tom Hanks, Scarlett Johansson, Michael Keaton, Steve Martin, Bill Murray, Sarah Jessica Parker, Don Rickles, Julia Roberts, Ray Romano, Paul Rudd, Jerry Seinfeld, Martin Short, Howard Stern, among those who will be in the last 28 episodes. It still doesn't make any difference to me. He has long since not worn out his welcome. He's just not funny.
Much became angry.
Angry. Nasty. Yeah. Right. Exactly.
I like that in a man.
Do you?
I do.
Well, there you go. He's your kind of guy.
I don't have to get him there. He's already there.
Is he too old for you, or is he just about the right age for you?
Oh, I don't know that I would need to consider that. I won't meet him, so.
Oh, really?
Okay. Yeah.
HBO has renewed Veep, the Julia Louis-Dreyfus show, fifth season, and also a techie comedy called Silicon Valley. I don't know that one. I know Veep. Veep is hard to wrap yourself around, although there are some interesting things going on there. HBO did its documentary about the Church of Scientology, and the Church of Scientology, hoping nobody would watch it. 5.5 million people.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
Strains of the theme to the Pet Show, Warren Eckstein's weekend program that has millions of people fascinated with his brain and the machinations of his brain every weekend. You can listen to Warren. You go to petshow.com, you can find out what's happening in the station near you. Warren is here to talk about the dog kisses. I'm going to tell you a little something about Charlotte's passing. Warren was not, I was not on last week, the day after Charlotte passed, so Warren and I, we have talked on the phone certainly since then, but I want to tell you a little something about what I tried to do to save Charlotte. Also, we're giving away the folks at Cedarside, the original biting insect spray. We're going to send you a sample pack with all kinds of spritzers and the things that will help you when you travel with your dog. So if you can answer this question correctly, Warren will be the judge of this. You'll get the prize from Cedarside. Number is 888-302-3684. Question is, which of these things most affects negatively household pets? Spiders, children, fleas, ticks, or worms? Notice I did not use any names, just objects. Which of these things causes household pets the most problem? Spiders, children, fleas, ticks, or worms? I want to be the judge of the question, or of the answer. What he says goes. The winner gets a spray pack from Cedarside of all of the products they have to keep your pet free of insects this summer. Stand by for the answer next here on Good Day.
Think green.
Harrison with you. The University of California, San Diego, has released a study in which they say they found the cause of cancer and a way to actually ward it off. Reporting online in the current annals of epidemiology, they point to a volume of research that suggests cancer develops when cells lose the ability to stick together in a normal way. The key factor? Something so simple, in fact. Lack of vitamin D, they found. The lack of vitamin D causes cells to basically miscommunicate with each other, allowing them to grow in an uncontrolled manner. Looks like vitamin D allows cells to reestablish healthy communication, ending cancerous growth, even halting cancer before it can get started. Bottom line, healthy levels of vitamin D have been found to slash the risk of numerous cancers by 77%.
Think green with Harrison at GoHarrison.com.
All right, let's see here. Danny's in El Paso. Is it spiders, children's, fleas, ticks, worms that cause household pets the most problems? Danny?
I'm going to say children.
Children. That's an interesting guess. Not correct. Mario, what do you say?
I say worms.
Worms. All right. That's we'll pass on that one, too, right, Warren? Judy.
Yeah, pass on that.
Judy, what do you say?
Fleas.
What do you say, Warren?
Absolutely the number one answer.
Number one problem with household pets is fleas. So the Cedarside folks are going to send you some insect spray. So your pets will not have that problem, Judy. Good for you. Hold on just a second. And Carol will talk to you. You posted this. You were writing in your blog about dog kisses being good for your health. Good for the dog or good for the human?
Both. I mean, you know, most every dog I've ever had, and I'm sure Charlotte loved to get kisses from you. So
she did love
kisses.
Kisses.
But now, for years, people have been saying to me, well, you get disgusting diseases. How can you kiss that dog? Blah, blah, blah. Well, the new study's coming out saying that actually dog kisses contain certain bacteria that may actually be beneficial to us in terms of supporting our immune system. So my feeling, listen, I've been vindicated. I say, go ahead and speak with your best friend every day.
Remember all the
dog
people.
Butt germs.
But you remember all the stuff, Warren, these guys used to give me when I shared water bottles with Charlotte and ice cream with Charlotte and
weird.
Whatever other things that were around.
You're a freak.
And by the way, when she had passed already, I was trying to save her, I gave her mouth to mouth. And I also, we were rubbing her underbelly. I talked to Bill Carlson last night about how this all happened. Bill is, Warren and I have a great friendship with him. He's a great vet. And he said, even though you and he agreed that she was in good shape, there were things going on with her that probably were going to lead to problems sooner rather than later. And he said this was God stepping in. I thought that was an amazing thing for him to say, frankly.
He's absolutely right. It was God's way of saying, you know what, Charlotte, it's time. Come on up and feel better.
I want to thank Patricia Dykus, who runs the crematorium in Leicester, Mass., who took care of Charlotte in the final moments. She was a wonderful woman and did a wonderful job. Those people are great when they do a good job. Thank you, Warren. Thank you, Patricia.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a 4-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit 2 per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.